Well, despite Australia's low rate of COVID-19 cases, there are daily reminders that the virus is still out there, requiring our continued vigilance. Today we've learned that six crew members on a live export ship that docked in the port of Fremantle in WA have tested positive for coronavirus, and now there are questions around the authorisation for it to dock. In South Australia, the first case in 19 days has been recorded in a returning traveller granted a quarantine exemption. And continuing across the continent to New South Wales, two Sydney schools are closed because of positive cases, just a day after the state's pupils went back to classrooms full time. Gavin Coote has been taking a look.
Tuesday morning's classes were just getting underway at Waverley College when parents were suddenly urged to come and pick their children back up. A Year 7 student at the Eastern Suburbs School had tested positive to COVID-19.
Someone was sick, that's all. I'm sure they're doing the right thing.
Someone's tested positive, so they've shut the school down.
I was expecting it, I guess.
It was a matter of hours before another school, about 5 minutes down the road, had confirmed a case. A Year 5 pupil had tested positive to COVID-19 at Maria College. It's only the second day back in the classroom full-time for students in New South Wales and Queensland. Following a lengthy stint of remote learning, other states are staggering the reopening of their schools. And New South Wales Education Minister Sarah Mitchell insists the COVID-19 cases that have emerged today aren't much to fuss about.
But I think parents should know that we do have good systems in place. We've got good processes that can protect their children, and it's something that we're going to have to live with.
These processes involve temporarily shutting down schools for cleaning and contact tracing while isolating the infected students. Maru Scheel, an infectious diseases epidemiologist with the Australian National University, thinks it's unlikely the virus will be completely eliminated. And she says it's all down to making sure there's no delay in responding to outbreaks.
I think that's a sign of a good public health response. And as long as we can do that, we can ensure that there's no increase in number of cases and transmission, propagation of new cases and ongoing transmission.
Yeah, that three-pronged approach, having a rapid closure of schools, deep cleaning and careful contact tracing, provided all those measures are taken, is there any reason we should expect that there will be that wide transmission within the school setting?
What we've seen so far from the original studies before all the school closures came in due to school holidays and then the staged approach of going back, of course, at the start, there were lots of concerns about what the role of schools is in the entire picture of transmission for COVID-19. And what we've learned so far is that schools or school-going children are not particularly at high risk or don't get severe disease. That doesn't mean that teachers are not at risk. So there are interventions in place that if you are elderly high risk, then you have to, you may consider.
Authorities in Western Australia are also moving quickly to contain an outbreak, with six crew members on board a ship testing positive with the virus. The ship carrying sheep has been docked at Fremantle Port since Friday. Infected crew members are disembarking and headed for quarantine in hotels at Perth. WA Premier Mark McGowan is now looking for answers on how it was allowed to dock.
The Police Commissioner has reached out to the Australian Border Force Commissioner and the Federal Department of Agriculture to try and get an understanding as to why the ship was allowed to berth at our port.
As the news of the WA outbreak filtered into Canberra, the Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, was quizzed by Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman, Christina Keneally, on how the Department of Agriculture handles reports of on-water COVID cases.
But just so we're clear, the reports go to Agriculture and then what, they get sent to Western Australia?
They will consult if they believe there is any, they have a whole range of protocols, and if they believe there are any human health risks, they are required to consult with the Director of Human Biosecurity in that state. Now, we are speculating about what has happened with this ship.
The Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, Gavin Coote with that report.